This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We also need to be taking better care of the environment, because that's what God expects us to do. And some of us don't look like we're interested in that bit of responsibility. But let's go over to Amsterdam, where somebody might be fishing a bike out of a canal somewhere. I hope it's not your bike. Good morning, Professor Dion Foster. How's it going?
Morning, Brad. It's absolutely hilarious to see that. So once a year, they dredge the canals. Yep. And I saw a little video the other day where, they were pulling scooters out of the canals.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a very, very interesting thing. You know, on Koningsdag, 27th of April, those canals get absolutely packed with boats and people swim in them. I must say, Brad, I'm not brave enough.
No, I don't know that water. I follow some guys who share a vlog, and they're traveling around Europe, and they just happen to also be in Amsterdam this week, and so I've been watching some stuff together with them, and they were doing some things on the canal, and I thought, I don't think I would want to fall in there. It just doesn't look like the kind of water you want to have over your body.
Yes. Is this these two guys on those sort of wakeboard type things that sort of float above the water?
No.
But I saw this week there were two guys really early in the morning, sort of 5 a.m, just as the sun was coming up. There was a video of them sort of racing through the canals on these boards. Looked absolutely amazing. But I also thought, oh my goodness, if you fall in that water, God bless you.
Oh, that's funny, Dion. Okay, so we're not too far off from what we actually want to talk about this morning, and that's us taking care of the world in which God has placed us, being good stewards of the environment, I suppose, and ourselves and other people. That's a conversation for another day. But we have a responsibility, and we don't always seem to be taking it seriously enough, but there you have it.
Brad, absolutely. So I know that for some listeners, you know, this is a sort of a polarizing political issue, and I want to remove some of that from the conversation, you know. Let's not get caught up in the sort of politics of, you know, environmental issues. And in some senses, I think the very first thing that all of us recognize is that creation is part of God's creative activity in the world. So the trees we see around us, the dogs, the cats, even those hardy dogs that drive us crazy, these are all parts of God's creation. And because they matter to God, they should matter to us. Now, what brought this to my attention is that yesterday was the feast day of Hildegard of Bingen. And for our listeners who don't know anything about Hildegard, she was born in 1098. So what's that? Not quite 1,000 years ago in Germany. I remember visiting the monastery where Hildegard was an abbess, not too far from Frankfurt. And she was the youngest of 10 children. She was sent to a Benedictine monastery at the age of 8 years old. Can you imagine that? And part of the reason for that was because she was experiencing these really vivid visions. So not dreams while she was asleep, but sort of absolute visions of God in creation. Now, there's been some study of these visions. She wrote many of them down. And, later scholars have said it's possible that she suffered from very severe migraines. So I've never had a migraine, but persons who've had them say, you know, often it can interfere with your sight. And, so some people say that that's possible. But regardless of what the sort of biological facts are, the reality is she experienced this as the closeness of God. And for many years, she didn't say a word about these visions. She kept them to herself until one day she heard God speaking to her. This is what she wrote down. She said she heard God saying to her, "Write what you see and hear, and speak not from human invention, but as you see them on high in the wonders of God." And so she began to write down her visions, and eventually, under the sort of mentorship of a really sort of important Christian of the time, Bernard of Clairvaux, she got approval to publish some of these. And there was something so beautiful about them that they really took off. Now, one of the interesting things about all of her visions is that they focus on God's beauty in creation. So really inviting Christians to say, can you see that God reveals something of God's love, of God's intention, of God's beauty, of God's care, of God's power in the wind and the rain and the waves, but also of God's intricacy in a little insect or a flower. And there's this very famous little line in her writings that says, all living creatures are sparks from the radiation of God's brilliance. So, Brad, I spent a little bit of time yesterday just praying and saying, Lord, I recognize that sometimes I don't do enough to honor what you've done in creation. Sometimes I look at the world around me and I see nothing other than just a resource, you know, that I can burn the wood for a braai. I can eat the meat of the cows. I can, you know, harvest the grains for my breakfast. And I see it just as a resource. But your intention is that we would find something that is far more precious there, that it is beautiful, that it is indeed a gift, and that we ourselves as human beings are part of creation. So we are creatures amongst the rest of God's creation, and God has given us a special responsibility. Now, you mentioned that earlier, Brad. There is this notion, we certainly read about it in Genesis chapter 1, that we are given stewardship responsibility for creation. And the prophet Isaiah says this. Listen to this. Isaiah 24, verses 4 and 5 says, the earth dries up and withers because people have disobeyed. Prophet Hosea 4, 1 to 3 says, because there is no love or faithfulness, the land dries up and the animals and birds perish. One more verse, Jeremiah 12, verse 4 says, how long will the land lie parched because of human wickedness? So, Brad, what struck me in that is, of course, there is the sort of spiritual moral element. There are consequences to our sins, but there's also this just very real practical element. I think the prophets were saying to us that when we are unfaithful to God, it affects not only our spiritual lives, but also the land. And that is, of course, consequences for the whole of creation, for trees, for birds, for animals, and ultimately for ourselves. So, Brad, I was challenged by this young woman, Hildegard of Bingen, who loved Jesus desperately, who was very close to God, who had the courage to write down her vision and to say, let's appreciate God's creation just a little bit more and care for it wherever we are.
And we could probably do ourselves a massive favor and actually try to stop being so busy and get out of the office, out of the chair that seems to have now formed itself as part of our bodies and get up and get out and go and appreciate and soak up, because the sun is shining here in Cape Town today. And there's much to see and to enjoy. I think we owe it to ourselves to go and soak up some of the beauty of what God's created that's right on our doorstep. And I'm sure you feel the same way, particularly when you get to do things on a bike or a scooter. It's almost like you're in it in a whole new way.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, today I'll be in the rain, yesterday also. But it is certainly one way of being in creation. Brad, maybe just two small encouragements for our listeners. And that's just to say, think about something that you might be able to plant, you know, even if you just have a very small patch of ground somewhere, or a pot with you know, some soil, plant something, nurture it. And think about the fact that God nurtures us in that way. And the second thing I would say is think a little bit about your habits of consumption, you know, the ways in which we use the resources of the earth, our driving habits, our recycling habits. And see if there's not something maybe that the Spirit says to you, Dion, do a little bit better here, save a little bit there, because it means something, I think, to not only to creation, but to the God who creates.
Thank you. That is beautiful, Dion. Appreciate your input as always. Have yourself a wonderful wet day, but enjoy it and all the wonderful things God has called you to do, because I know you make a big difference where you're at. Be blessed until we connect again.
Thanks, my friend. Bless you. Bye then.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.